Welcome. I'm Tom Henschel, filling in for Joe Spano. Theater Pain Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. The Los Robles Trail, operated by the Conejo Open Space Conservation Agency, has the best display of wildflowers in that region, according to a recent visitor. The open space area is north and south of the 101 between Westlake Village and Newberry Park. Starting at the Oak Creek Canyon Loop, veer west to the Los Robles Trail and end at the Los Padres Trailhead. Black sage, deerweed, bush monkey flower, canyon sunflower, California Everlasting, elderberry, and golden yarrow are abundant. In colorful patches growing along the trail, there are purple clarkia, elegant clarkia, California poppy, blue fiesta flower, and purple nightshade. The chaparral icons, California buckwheat, chamise, and bush sunflower are coming into bloom as well. Photo-worthy Mariposa lily, fringed pink, prickly phlox, chia, popcorn flower, and cliff aster are scattered and less common. Lastly, it is a late season at the Wildlands Conservancy Oak Glen Preserve. Situated in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains, 4,800 feet above the cities of Yucaipa and Beaumont, the preserve offers a wide variety of wildflowers native to the Southern California mountains. The Southern California Montane Botanic Garden is just coming into full bloom with five different species of penstemons, blue flax, California poppies, and phacelias amidst an arrangement of dozens of flowering shrubs. Hummingbird Hill and Ruth's Butterfly Garden feature native plants specialized for hummers and butterflies, respectively, with a dazzling display of Eaton's Firecracker, sulfur-flowered buckwheat, fuchsia-flowered currants, and others. Of particular interest to wildflower buffs is the Artist's Palette venue, a six-acre hillside along the entryway on Oak Glen Road. In past years, the garden featured a wildflower rendering of French Impressionist painter Claude Monet's actual paint palette, created by separating native wildflower seeds by color and distributing wheelbarrows of seed to recreate the painter's palette along the hillside. This year, a new garden exhibit will open. It's named Sendero del Sol, Trail of the Sun, featuring a sun of four native yellow and white wildflower species, tidy tips, fiddleneck, popcorn flowers, and gelias, surrounded by a blue-purple sky of baby blue eyes, desert bells, purple owl's clover, globe gelia, and tansy-leaved phacelia. The sun disk is 60 feet in diameter with 100-foot rays surrounded by a 2-acre sky with poppies and phacelias and a mix of other wildflowers across the 4-acre road frontage and entryway. Visitors can also walk the 2.5-mile stream trail loop along a creek through the black oak and box elder woodlands, enjoying a piece of apple pie and cold apple cider afterward. The Artist's Palette will be open with trails to the picnic table islands in a sea of wildflowers for the coming weekend. The bloom will continue for at least several weeks through the month of June. Great news for wildflower lovers. For more information, please see the Oak Glen Preserve website link in the written wildflower report. That's it for the 2024 Wildflower Hotline season. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of and links to these and more wildflower sites. The next reports will be available on Fridays, March through May, 2025. Happy botanizing!